Morning traffic? No problem. Ride with us from 6 to 9 a.m. on East Coast Radio.
Owen Dean is the author of Echoes of Injustice, the story behind the epic song The Lion Sleeps Tonight and The Battle of Reparation. He's also the lawyer who fought Solomon Linda's case on behalf of his descendants. Owen joins us right now. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning to you, and thank you for inviting me to be on your show.
The book is about Mbube, or The Lion Sleeps Tonight, a song that has been shrouded in controversy since we saw The Lion King. Can you tell us why has it been so controversial?
Yes, it was composed by Solomon Linda way back in around the 1930s, performed in Johannesburg and had a limited success, in the kind of environment to which it was attractive. It was picked up by Gallo Records, who released a record of it at the time. Some years later, they sent some of their material over to Big American Song, a record company, to see whether they might be interested in picking up some of those songs. Pete Seeger, who was a very prominent folk singer at the time, seized on Mbube, and he adapted it into a song called Wimaway. And it was very successful, made the hit parades at the time. This was in about the 1950s or maybe early 1960s. And then it was adapted once again into The Lion Sleeps Tonight. And in that guise or version, it became a world beater, and it has remained that ever since. So for about the last 30 or 40 years, it has been widely played and revisits the hit parade every now and then when a new version comes along. So it was a very successful song. The problem, as far as Solomon Linda and his family are concerned, was that when Gallo made the first recording, Solomon Linda, assigned or transferred all his rights to the song to Gallo, and they in turn passed those rights on to American companies. So the result was that although the song was very successful, none of the money found its way back to the Linda family, and they lived in poverty. Solomon Linda died in around 1967 or thereabouts, and his family were left destitute. And this sad story came to the attention of a journalist named Rion Milan, and he wrote an article which set out the whole history and the plight of the family. And Gallo seemed to develop a conscience that they had somehow been involved in this unhappy state of affairs, and they decided that they wanted to take some legal steps, if possible, to see if they could get some money to flow back to the family. They approached me. I was a specialist, or am a specialist in that field, and of law, and asked me whether anything could be done about it. And after initially being very negative, I actually found a very quirky provision of an ancient law which came to their assistance. And it was decided to bring a court case to establish that the Linda family had some rights to the song, even despite the fact that it had been kissed goodbye at an earlier stage. Initially, the plan was to sue Walt Disney in London because the song "The Lion Sleeps Tonight" had found its way into the stage show in the movie "The Lion King." And since we were wanting to demonstrate a point of law and that legal principle, we wanted to sue somebody who was high profile so that the word could get out that the Linda family had these rights. We got going. We set the ball in motion. We were geared up to bring a litigation in London when Gallo suddenly got cold feet, and they said, well, we want to walk away from this, and we're pulling out, and we're not going to finance any litigation of this nature, which came as a real shock to me and some of the other lawyers who were involved. And we decided that we were too heavily invested in all of this to suddenly give it up and walk away from it. And we strongly believed in the sort of social righteousness of our cause, and we decided to go ahead with the case anyway, even though we didn't have a client or a funder. So we decided to take it upon ourselves to finance this venture. But we decided that it couldn't be done in London because that would be far too expensive. So we brought the case in South Africa. And at the end of the day, the case was settled by Disney. And in terms of the settlement, a very substantial amount of money was paid and began to flow to the Linda family. So it was a real rags to riches fairy tale story, actually, with a potentially a happily ever after ending.
In terms of copyright, what was the outcome of this court case?
Well, what emerged from this is that you know, the copyright is available to everybody. You don't have to register anything. You don't have to expend any money in acquiring the rights. The rights come to you automatically as soon as you produce the work, provided it is an original work. So it's a legal remedy that's available freely to the entire population, and all that is necessary is to enforce it. Enforcing it, of course, can be an expensive process, but that's not an issue of copyright law. That's an issue of legal procedure. But provided you can find someone to fund it, the potential is there for the poorest of the poor to enforce their rights against people who are abusing them. And this message was delivered home by this court case. I must mention that once we got the court case underway, after about 6 months to a year down the line, we were able to find funding for the litigation. And it came from what might appear to be a fairly unlikely source, namely the Department of Arts and Culture. They stepped in and decided to finance the case because they saw it as an issue of South African culture to demonstrate to the world out there that South Africa can produce good musical works and that South African culture is something to be reckoned on. And the case was successful in that respect as well. One of the terms of the settlement that was reached was that Solomon Linder should, into the future, always be acknowledged as a co-composer of The Lion Sleeps Tonight. So his influence in the song and the South African heritage of the song then became more public knowledge.
Do you think this is the kind of case we'll be reading about in legal textbooks and students will be studying this case as an example of copyright law?
Well, they ought to do so because it also emphasizes a very important legal principle, and that is that the copyright law has been amended from time to time. We've actually had three copyright statutes in the last century. Each time a new statute is passed, it provides that works that were made under its predecessor or predecessors should be governed as to ownership and so forth by the law which was in place at the time when the work was created. So, for instance, when Solomon Linder wrote or composed The Lion Sleeps Tonight, our law was governed by a 1916 Copyright Act, which, strangely enough, was verbatim the British so-called Imperial Copyright Act of 1911. What happened was that the British passed an act in 1911, and being good imperialists, they decided that every country in the British Empire should have their law as copyright law, and that's how we came to get it. But it also meant that every other country in the British Empire, numbering something like 50 countries, also had exactly the same law. So what the principle that we demonstrated applies to all countries who were members of the British Empire in 1911 during that period. For instance, after this case was completed, I was contacted by people from the West Indies, lawyers from the West Indies, who asked me whether I thought that the same principle could be relied on the family of Bob Marley to enable his family to derive income from the success of Bob Marley's recordings and performances. So it had wider than South African significance as well. One other point which may be of interest to your listeners is that after the case was completed a year or two later, Solomon Linder was posthumously awarded a medal by the South African government for cultural achievement.
Owen Dean, the author of Echoes of Injustice, the story behind the epic song The Lion Sleeps Tonight and the Battle of Reparation. This has been a fascinating interview. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you.
Morning traffic. No problem. Ride with us from 6 to 9 a.m. on East Coast Radio.